Again, happy birthday to you. Joyce Stafford is on the birthday list for today. She's celebrating 64 years. Happy birthday. What a blessing that is. Joyce Stafford. People celebrating a birthday tomorrow, Saturday, November 16th, include Grace Duncan, Kenneth Milton, Elizabeth Buffy Baker Bynaugh, Teresa King, Karen Black, Crystal Denise, Frank D. Fikes Jr., Cassandra Closet, Shawnee Evans, Pratt the Cat the Second. It's Laura Jones's birthday tomorrow. CeCe Price, Dewania Anderson, and Kevin Burns all celebrating November 16th. Our November 17th Sunday birthdays include Jeri Bowie, Chester Lavallee, Taisha God's Child Moser, Tony Tanner, Gerlin Sherman, Rashida Ball, Kitty Piper, Linda Stafford Newman, Marvin Eli, Keisha Walden, and Tara Terrell. Happy birthday to all of our birthday people around the world, wherever you happen to be.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, we need to understand guilt. Guilt over doing something that violates the conscience is a normal emotion. God gave you that. But under a cloud of remorse, living like that, living under guilt for no real reason is not a godly thing. You see, the Lord designed feelings of culpability and regret to serve as a reminder that a person has done wrong and that person needs to repent. But the enemy twists those emotions to imprison us, to imprison people and make them live in shame, make them uncertain of God's love, and take away their self-confidence. You know, the Lord has an effective tool for prompting repentance. It's a gift that helps us to find the right path. However, the devil encourages false guilt, which involves taking responsibility for things outside our control and then suffering the self-condemnation about it for not being able to change the outcome. That's unhealthy. On a whole lot of levels, it's unhealthy. It's a problem, too, for people in legalistic churches and lifestyles, certain behaviors and thoughts that are labeled as wrong, and people feel ashamed for doing or thinking things. You know, it's that curtain of guilt over your life. It can stunt your relationship with Jesus. So what you need to do instead, what I need to do instead, is to enjoy the peace of God. You know, folks who are trapped by shame fear rejection from God, and they're driven to prove their worth. You don't have to prove you're worthy to God. You're already worthy. You're already valuable to Him. You know, Jesus didn't come to accuse or condemn us. He restored us and made us righteous before God so that our guilt is removed. If our Savior forgave that woman caught in that adulterous relationship, He also had to forgive the man that was in it too. Now, come on, let's keep that real. Imagine how ready He is to take your shame away too. Amen. So get rid of the guilt. I hope that that helped you and that that blessed you in a special way this morning. And tomorrow, I do urge you folks, if you have not done your early voting, please get out and vote. It is important. This is a new American revolution. I've said that before, and I'm going to say it again. This is a new American revolution. We're supposed to take up arms. Not weapons, but arms. Use your arm to punch that ballot. Okay? Those are the weapons of our warfare. And I urge you in this new American Revolution to participate. Be a fighter. Be a real patriot. And go vote. That's my message to you. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, if you're looking for a church home, God leads you to some higher levels of worship, come see us over at Global Impact Ministries. 1819 Memorial Drive at 8 I'll make that 10:30. I don't want you to be there too early. 10:30 on Sunday. It's going to be good. Going to have a high time in the name of the Lord. Well, that's it and that's all. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. We're looking forward to seeing you on Monday, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carla and David Christmas. Until then, enjoy this weekend right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, the station for every generation. Love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT. FM, broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
The Wade Hampton Show.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us.
Fiercely defend us till we stand.